Hello, welcome to Your Life as a Miracle with Micaeus. You know what comes up to me, what comes up for me, yeah, that's how the expression goes. If you don't know, I operate in Spanish, English, bad German, and I'm always kind of trying to learn other European languages at the moment, so there may be times that you say, is that an expression? Is that how it goes? Really? So anyways, that's part of my crazy international life, having grown up in the States, living in Germany, having lived in Spain, having so many connections to Spain and to Mexico, and you know, just working in a very, very international environment that's like all of the languages all the time, people from all kinds of walks of life, which is just so beautiful to me. I feel very grateful for life and for the way that it expresses. And that's really quite interesting because, you know, an experience happened where my washer broke, and my partner said, oh my God, now we have to like wash our clothes. We have to go like do this. We have to, oh my God, what a pain. Like seriously, like I'm so mad because they're supposed to come and fix it. And like, this is ridiculous and it's taking forever and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, man, like this is so cool. Like I now, this is just a little sideline. In Europe, people don't really use dryers, but at places where you go to wash your clothes, laundromats, they have dryers. So my whole thing has been like, wow, this is so fun because I'm going to take a journey that I do like each week or so. And I just like sit in this laundromat and I chill and I get things done or read or do whatever I need to do. And I get to get a load done in a day. Like I don't have to hang the clothes and they have to dry and they, you know, whatever. And it's just like, I'm just having a completely different experience than my partner. And that really is like, you know, that's an invitation to think about that. Like what is the way in which you relate to things? Yeah, it's not to say that I, you know, am putting on rosy glasses and not dealing with reality, because I think that's not the point. But the point is that like, there are people that have real problems, and we can catastrophize so many things that are like, sweetheart, is that really a problem? And that's also not to diminish our stress or sadness or feeling around something, because that's really important. It doesn't matter how quote unquote minimal the issue is, you know, and we should be allowing ourselves to feel all the feelings around whatever without feeling bad, you know? We shouldn't make ourselves feel bad about our feelings ever, ever, ever. Anger is great. It moves things. Sadness is wonderful. It releases things. Joy is perfect. It embraces expansion. You know, and what I really affirm is there is good right where I am. It's always here. It's always overflowing. It's always expressing. And if I'm not here to receive that good, then I'm probably receiving the opposite. So I'm thinking a lot about 2020, the new year, this new period. And I don't know, for me, it feels really different. I've been confronted with many experiences of like the slumping off I wonder if you can relate to this. People leaving my life, situations changing, total expansion and transformation of things. And, you know, anytime things like this come up, that can feel like my first reaction is to fight, you know, like fight, flight, or flee. It's like, oh, I don't want to feel this. It's so depressing. Ah, it's so bad. I'm tired, or I don't have the energy, or whatever comes up. And a quote that I always remember is, suffering is a choice. Suffering is a choice. There is all kinds of BS happening around us all the time, you know? All kinds of things that we don't want to do. I was off for quite an extended amount of time. Well, I mean, it was like 2 weeks. That's, yeah, okay, extended, not super extended. And for Christmas break, the winter holidays, and upon going back to work, like the night before, I felt so stressed. I couldn't sleep. I was in my head about what I needed to do, etc. And there came a point where I sort of stepped outside of myself. And I was like, oh, beloved, you are choosing to suffer right now. You want to suffer. Why? Ask yourself this question. When you notice yourself stressing yourself, angering yourself, saddening yourself, even consider the language that I just made. Angering yourself. We're so used to saying, oh my God, I'm so pissed off. That person is making me mad. That person is making me. This situation is making me. That comes from a basis that everything is happening outside of us. We are in no control, and we just have to, you know, steer through the waves, steer the boat through the waves and hope that it doesn't tip over. So what I'm asking you to do is take a new relationship with your life, one of 100% responsibility, to realize that things are and will always happen that are against your desire. I believe it's conflict. I believe it's contrast. I believe it's perfect. I believe it is us figuring out that which we want in our life, don't want in our life. It's a continual refinement. And I believe that it is all a part of the process. So, what do you desire? What is the experience that you desire? How can you be with the experience that you desire? If you consider that all of life is for you, how would you change this moment? How could you be with it differently? So essentially what happened in my experience was that I was like, I'm stressing myself. Or I will often say, yes, I'm angering myself. There's that thing happening over there, but I'm choosing to play out the story in my head that keeps me angered. Because in a minute you can release it. For real. In a minute you can release whatever is going on. And you may experience waves of sadness or anger, but those are physical reactions that happen. But there's often the story that continues the cycle. Louise Hay said, "I love myself too much to continue to harm myself." And I just love that quote. I love that quote because it's like, we say that things are outside of us, that they're happening to us, that we can't control them. And that's just bullshit. You know, there are things that you won't control, but you can always control your response, your reaction. I mean, this is the oldest adage that you could possibly imagine. This is what every yoga, yogi, you know, Buddhist, sage, wise person, master, teacher has said since the beginning of time. Yeah? You really, really create your experience. So I got an email the other day that was talking about 2020, the year 2020. Well, 2020 in English we refer to as being perfect vision. Yeah? This is a year for us to set an intention of having perfect vision. For us to really take 100% responsibility of our lives and say, oh man, or woman, or other, these reactions are mine. The way that I am with life is my choice. I anger, I sadden, I stress myself, and I can love myself. I can be with something. Yeah, would you be able to be with something that you don't want to do and still do it without resistance? Just like, do the thing. It's okay. You can do it. I promise. This is a practice that I often give to myself, like, oh my god, I don't want to go to work today. Okay, cool. I don't want to go to work today, so can I just be with that and just do it anyways, instead of continuing to, you know, keep the thoughts going and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's acceptance. And now, can I see the love and the good that is there? So part of my practice is always giving myself to service, to love, to the divinity of those before me. You know, so I can show up to work in a way that's like I'm clenching my fists and like there's not enough time and I need more time and I need more sleep. Or I can show up and be like, how can I be of service today? How can I be of service to love today, to source, to God, to whatever word you want to use? How can I show up and be useful to the humanity that I see before me that is the same as me? And that in a second will change your whole feeling. You will gain more energy. You will have less resistance. You will feel peaceful. You will feel at ease. You want an anti-stress workshop? That is your anti-stress workshop. Work with the thoughts that you continue to tell yourself. I think that there are a million more things that I want to say, but I will save this for another episode. I'm really, really grateful for you. I hope that you like, subscribe, share, review this podcast. It's available on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, on Anchor, the app, the website, on many other platforms. So I'm really grateful for you, and I look forward to seeing you. You can also connect with me on Instagram at @Mikaeus_Arana. Namaste.